Welcome to all you're visiting with us today. Welcome to everybody else too who come all the time. It's really a joy to be here. It's my pleasure. It's a big part of my life. I want you to know that. And I want you to keep remembering that you have helped me to love as much as I've helped you. Good to be in it together. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You are sent to the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Let us just be quiet and pray within ourselves in the presence of our God. Amen. May your grace, O Lord, we pray, at all times go before us and follow after, and make us always determined to carry out good works. For Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And please be seated now for the readings.
A reading from the second book of Kings. A man came from Baal Shalishah, bringing to Elisha, the man of God, 20 barley loaves made from first fruits and fresh grain in the ear. Elisha said, "Give it to the people to eat." But his servant objected, "How can I set this before 100 people?" Elisha insisted, "Give it to the people to eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat, and there shall be some left over." And when they had eaten, there was some left over, as the Lord had said. The word of the Lord.
Give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might.
The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs.
The eyes of all look hopefully to you and give and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs.
The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth.
The hand of the Lord feeds us. He answers all our needs.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace, one body and one spirit, as you were also called to the one hope of your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Please stand.
Alleluia.
great prophet has risen in our midst. God has visited his people. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain. There he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in this place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. And Jesus took the leaves, the loaves, gave thanks, distributed them to those who were reclining. So as much as of the fish they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled the 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who has come into the world." So Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus didn't want to be a king. Jesus wanted to be a lover. I'd much rather have a lover than a king. It's just like Jesus to think about that. We've been talking about the 7 capital sins, which are not sins, but the names are the abuse of sin. And today we have about greed. The scriptures tell us the love of money is the root of all evil. That's pretty strong. But notice it said, the love of money. It did not say money is evil. Scriptures say the love of money. Let's talk about this love of something. This is what is that directs our lives. It's the primary thing. Primary thing. If money is our love, this means our decisions will depend which will make me more money. Then there's no thought of whether it's good or bad, because money is our love. It could be other things too. The love of prestige. Like if I would say, "I am a priest. What are you?" That's the love of prestige, which means I don't care about you, but make me look good. I want the prestige. $40 million of these, I won't go through them all. Prestige. I want to be good looking. I love being good looking. It's all right to be good looking. But again, then I can think, I'm better looking than so-and-so. I must be much more important. The point I'm trying to make is, what is it that really directs our life? Money is one of the tricky ones. When it becomes, we make our decision only, it makes more money. Or makes us better looking. Or makes us get prestige, whatever it's going to be. And what God is telling us, it's the love of love that we should have. Nothing else will make us happy. In this world, thirdly, nothing else. Why is that? Because we're only going to be happy when we become who we are. Who are we? What makes us be? Love. It's the love that God is. God is love, not just lover. God is very love itself, going through everything. And that love makes us be. That's who we are. And we can never be happy until we become who we are. We might put it this way. The love of love is the root of all happiness. Because then we are who we are. I'm not who I am yet. I better hurry. I don't plan to be over 100, but you never know. I want you to ponder that. When we love anything else is what makes our decisions in life, we will never be happy. We might become rich. We might be well thought of. We might be famous. But we'll never be happy. Nobody's famous in heaven. We don't need it. It's love. The love of money and all these other things is the root of all evil. It covers a lot, doesn't it? See, all these other things, we imagine ourselves. What makes my decisions? What's biggest? We can ask this of government, too. What makes the decisions? Is it love? Is it money? So we look good? So we get elected? See? This goes all through everything. That's what heaven is. We become who we are. Which has been there, it's hard to see. It's been there all along, that need. And when we realize this, that in us, making us be, is God. So actually, it would be proper for me to kneel before you. Sounds very funny, doesn't it? It would be proper for you to kneel before me. And if you knelt before me, I'd be so proud I'd lose everything. You'll probably feel kind of funny if I knelt before you two. We don't understand, we don't feel love. See, I'm beautiful. I don't have much hair. I don't run very fast. I have lots of little problems that are unspeakable. All these other kinds of things. But see, if I am who I am, that's what counts. Can we look at ourselves? Look in the mirror. This is hard for us. It's hard looking in the mirror for most of us. To look in the mirror and say, I love you. Not because of the way I look. Not because I'm tall or whatever or anything like that. You look in the mirror and say, I love you. Because who am I? The love of God. You have to ponder this stuff. This is not the way we think about things in the world. And that's what the place is for prayer, for the sacraments, to be allowing this love that God is, to realize it, that it's there. I love me. Because who am I? The love that God is. Who's my neighbor? The love that God is. These things will mean nothing unless you ponder. Unless you ponder. Unless you ask God, open my heart. Open my heart. Open my mind. I will let you change me. I will let you change me. That's our job. To allow God to change us into total, perfect lovers. Does it sound crazy? Maybe. It does sound kind of crazy the way we usually think. This is why one of the worst things we could ever say is, I am going to become a saint. That's probably the worst thing we could ever say. Because it ain't going to happen. We have a job. And I'll say this over and over again. Letting God do it in us. God's always knocking at the door. Always. God won't push it in. God won't push it in, that's true. Because God doesn't force, but is waiting. In fact, unknown to us, this great love that God is even helping us to say, let me in. And so the person's knocking at the door, that's Jesus, God, knocking at the door. And at the same time, it's kind of sneaking around and getting into us. Come on, open up. Open up. God's tricky. But God's tricky with goodness, with love. And we are totally loved. We are God's beautiful people. T. you remember all the rules he used to have? They maybe were pointing some to the good things, but we're not a church of rules. Jesus said that himself. He said, I have not come to destroy the rules and the law. I have come to fulfill them. So no longer are we just following rules. What are we doing? We're allowing that love to do it in us. See, if we're proud of being holy, it means we're not even close. You see, as we become holier, we realize, God, I'm a sinner. Because we are. And God can help us. Maybe you don't sin as much as we used to. We don't know. It's all about love. That's what will fulfill them. In fact, I was just reading some the other day. Pope Francis said the same thing. He's a bit smarter than me. I have come to fulfill them. I am come to love you into something beautiful and good. God bless you. Well, now I have the Apostles' Creed.